So yeah, you've been learning all those new regulations and standards that are being set.
Yes.
Will be enforced.
And there's a lot of them out there. It's really changed the face of the industry. My boss went to sea for 20 years, and guy's brilliant. I would have loved to have sailed for him when he was captain.
Yeah.
But even now, he couldn't go back onto a ship now. Between ECDIS, AIS, the GMDSS, all the new technology that the deck officers have to learn, it really takes away from just being a sailor anymore.
Yeah.
Captains are now secretaries, and the chief mates now run the ship.
That's interesting, yeah. So now he's your boss at the registry?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is, when you deal with the IMO.
Yeah.
IMO is great, don't get me wrong. I don't want to bash the IMO, but it's a bureaucracy like anything else.
Yeah.
The people that have the knowledge of the industry are brought in by the flag states, whether they're vessel owners or safety experts, and they'll tell the IMO representatives, well, we need to, discuss this, or this bill shouldn't look like that because, for example, the Ballast Water Convention, which is a huge thing that has not been ratified because although it's great when you're looking at it from the outside, we're going to further prevent harmful species from moving around the world.
Yeah.
But to install one of these systems on a ship, even when the technology is proven, to install a system on the ship is highly costly, changes the stability of a vessel, so now the vessel has to be, resurveyed for stability, and now people need to be trained on this. You're going to have to train every officer who operates the ballast system on this. So in the long run, it's a great idea, but implementation is horrible. But the IMO doesn't always listen to their technical experts.
Right.
Just like with Congress and the Senate, one side will make a compromise to please the other to get what they want.
Yeah. And do you feel that, in setting international standards on an industry that's so, it's so transnational and so fluid, you can register with any country, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have seafarers from all over the world who are working on the same vessel together. It just seems like, trying to get standards that apply to everyone is would be pretty difficult.
It's difficult, but it needs to be done.
Right.
It needs to be done.
Otherwise, there's cracks in the system, right?
Well, not just cracks in the system. That's how you have more accidents, vessel accidents.
Yeah.
Do I feel sorry for the traditional ship owner that maybe doesn't have enough money to comply? I do. There have been a lot of traditional families that just can't afford to run their vessels anymore. But these are the vessels that are more likely at risk of going aground because, they can't provide the communication system to the ship to update the charts.
Right.
So they have outdated charts. Or they can't segregate the garbage because now with the new garbage regulations under Marpol, you have to have segregated garbage. So they're dumping over the side and they're violating Marpol, but they're also polluting the environment.
Right.
And the whole purpose of the IMO is to not just promote seafarer safety, safer vessels, but also protect the environment. And so you have to have the standards. It's unfortunate that some of the people who make the standards don't always understand them, but they have to
right.
be there.
Yeah, because it's the same divide between people who are on the ground actually working on the ships and people who are making the standards from some office somewhere, right?
Exactly. And the seafarers don't always understand. I remember when I was a sailor, something would change. No one would really explain it to us. They would just say, do it this way now.
Yeah.
Why?
Right, yeah, that chain of communication is pretty
It's pretty long, and it has a huge gap.
Right.
A lot of time, the office doesn't feel that the administration on the vessel can understand things. They think that, they're dumb sailors, unfortunately.
Right.